There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's very, very best idea. Well, there are probably better ideas than that, but it's certainly a very good idea. 855-99-37569. Today is Ash Wednesday, beginning of Lent, and it's more or less 40 days, but it's, if it's 7 weeks, right? No, it's 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks till Easter, but Lent actually officially ends on Maundy Thursday, so you get the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday edition. I think it's actually like 42 days, because you're allowed Sundays off. I don't know. One year I sat down and calculated it because I was really feeling very sorry for myself about how much chocolate I hadn't had. And in preparation for giving up chocolate, one of the things that I sort of have learned to keep around the house so that I don't eat things that are worse for me is some bittersweet chocolate chips, like, you know, you put in cookies. And I'll just buy a bag and put them in the freezer. And so every once in a while, if I'm having a terrible chocolate need, because there's not a whole lot of calories in it, and it's dark chocolate, and so just take a couple of those. So I move those to the back of the freezer. And also some chocolate chip cookies I move to the back of the freezer. So I figure at least if I don't see them, then they're less likely to be saying, here I am, you really want me. And moving up things like turnips. Yay, turnips. We love turnips. Actually, I like rutabaga. I mean, I actually like turnips. Mm-hmm. You know, I've decided that, you know, that one of the people are trying to find their soulmates. I've decided my soulmate likes cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. Good luck. I don't know. I have kind of weird kind of notions. All right. So we're talking about passion, or things that people are passionate about. And this started, actually, this notion came from an article about the fact that you need to find things that you're passionate about in life, because that's the difference between somebody who's happy and somebody who's basically not. And if you think about, think about the beginning of a love affair, because you're feeling passionate about them, right? I suppose at the end of a love affair, you can sometimes feel passion in the other direction. But as someone said, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. And I think that's much more accurate. Mm-hmm. But to find things that you feel passionate about, that really engage you. So, all right, so there we go. Let's talk about what are you passionate about?
Sports.
Yep.
You probably guessed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I sort of did. Yeah, I think I'm passionate. What am I passionate about? The thing is, I'm kind of omni-passionate, I'm afraid. I have the ability, because I have all this extra energy, to kind of focus it, which turns out to be, I'm passionate probably a little bit about chocolate, but we're not going to talk about that because we're trying very hard to kind of move away from that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm passionate about theater. I'm passionate about movies. I'm actually passionate about my program.
Yeah.
You hear that all the time, right?
Well, it
you
shows
can hear
too.
That.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I really am. I really, and not. I mean, every day doesn't feel the same. It feels, and maybe that's why I'm passionate about it. But I have no idea what people are going to call about. I have no idea if people are going to call. I have no idea if people are going to be receptive or unreceptive. And that's part of it for me, of just the curiosity of it and the stimulation of it and the unknown of it, the unfamiliar of it. What else am I passionate about? I'm passionate about, I like snow a lot. I just don't like cold. I mean, I just don't like wind.
Yeah.
But snow, I get absolutely just energized. I'm like a 2-year-old. I'm a very good predictor of when it's going to snow, because all of a sudden I'm tap dancing on the ceiling.
If there was a way where it could snow, obviously we're not idiots. We know it's not possible for it to be snow without it being cold. But if there was a way for it to have snow, to still get, you know, 65, 70 degree weather.
Well, see, no,
I. Cool.
Well, no, well, see, I don't even require that. I like 70 degree weather, and I like snow, and I don't mind 35 degree weather. I don't okay. even mind 30 degree weather. I mind 5 degrees with the 30 mile an hour winds.
Right.
That's that. But anywhere in the 30s, or even in the late 20s, is fine as long as there's no wind. And sunshine is, I mean, sunshine when it's snowing. I actually learned to like winter a lot more when I learned to play paddle tennis, which is not the same as ping pong, even though it looks like it. You play it outdoors. You play it on, I don't even know that it's around anymore. It was a big deal in the kind of late 80s and early 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you play it outside, and you work up such a sweat. You shovel off a court, because it's almost always in snowy places, and you play it with a wooden paddle that looks like a perforated ping pong paddle. It's a little bit bigger on steroids, like maybe a third larger. And you play on a court that looks like a small-scale tennis court, and with crushed almonds shells. So it's you've got a lot of traction. It's not a very good idea to fall onto it. It can scrape you up pretty much. But it's really, and then go cross country skiing. So I actually like snow. I just don't like bitter cold. And it's almost always the wind. I can deal with almost any kind of cold. I was wandering around without my coat buttoned up the last couple of days because it was like 15 degrees, but there was no wind. I was also bundled up. I swear, if I'd been knocked on my back, I was like a turtle. I would never be able to move again. Because I'm just, you dress up in layers. Because the problem is, if you're outside and then go inside or on the train, you sweat to death. And then if you're sweaty and go out and it's 30 degree wind chill or 30 degree below zero wind chill, you're going to be in trouble. So just freeze. Felt like the kid in the Christmas Story. All right, so let's hear what people are passionate about.
Let's start with Jennifer. Jennifer says improv because it's fun, scary, and challenging.
I'm with you, Jen. That was one of the coolest experiences of my life, of doing improv. I absolutely agree. Let me just take a moment and share it with the... because I think it's going to be in the new book, so it's on my head. When I did some improv a couple of years ago, and mostly because somebody asked me to do it, and I said sure without even thinking through what it was going to be, and assuming it would never actually happen. It did, and we were doing it on a Monday night in a theater that had a sold out audience, and so they decided that they should sort of, these were five women who'd been doing this for like 7 years. They'd been doing it together, and for some reason they decided to include me, which was great, except that I had never done it before. So they decided the Sunday before the Monday that we were supposed to do this, that maybe we should meet each other. I mean, I suppose it was smart on their part, because there was certainly no time to chicken out. But the idea of actually doing this without having met the women at all, it was just, that's suicidal. That's not challenging. It's dumb.
Right.
So there are three rules for improv. The first is that you always say yes rather than no, because if I say, Manny, are you a drug addict? And you say no, that conversation is over. If I say, Manny, are you a drug addict? And you say yes, then we have a long, you know, we can go in all sorts of different directions. So the answer to everything is always yes, number one. Number two, that you start with an infinite number of possibilities, and then every decision you make narrows to the point of inevitability. So at some point, there's only really one outcome. The third is, regardless of what you're doing, commit to it completely. If you're watching a cockroach walk across the stage, watch the cockroach walk across the stage. And when they were telling me this, I was thinking, these aren't rules for improv, these are rules for life.
Yeah.
That always be willing to try something different, always be willing to say yes, that all of your choices will lead to some inevitability, so be careful what your choices are, and commit. Decide that you're going to do this. It doesn't mean you have to commit forever, but commit. And so I agree. I think improv is, if you ever get a chance to do it, do it. It is challenging. It is scary. It is incredibly fun. And I agree.
I did a little bit of improv in high school, in a theater arts class that I took in high school. I think I was in the 10th grade. I think I was a sophomore.
And well, good for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It is. It's one of those things. It's not like getting up and giving a speech on your own. That's not the same. It's improv. So try it. Give me a call. Try improvising and call with me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Right back.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I suppose as long as we're talking about passion, we might as well include a current example out of the headlines of passion going terribly awry. An arbitration panel ordered Lance Armstrong and Tailwind Sports Corporation to pay $10 million in a fraud dispute with the promotions company for what it called, $10 million, an unparalleled pageant of international perjury, fraud, and conspiracy that covered up his use of performance-enhancing drugs. 2-1 decision against the former cyclist when its lawyers said Monday they had asked Texas 116th Civil District Court to confirm the arbitration ruling dated February 4th.
The guy just cannot escape controversy, can he?
I mean, I don't know. They gave him $12 million in bonuses when he won all the Tour de France. And apparently he was arrested a couple of minutes ago for careless driving in Aspen. He had a couple of cars. I mean, you hate to see... I mean, there's just something so sad about that entire situation. And the fact that he brought it on himself doesn't make it any less sad in some ways. I mean, he was a hero to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back to passion. But I suppose it is a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
You know, of passion gone wrong.
All right, let's go to Alyssa. Alyssa's passion is writing. She says, I was a mute for so many years that writing was my only form of communication, and now I use it to express my creativity.
I wonder if she means mute metaphorically or actually. Sounds like maybe actually, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for her. I'd love to know why you're not mute any longer, or what was the causality to one of those responses that begs for more information, huh?
Becky says she's passionate about being a wife and mother first and foremost. Second to that is pursuing dreams and goals.
Okay, but unspoken or unspecified dreams and goals, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
The problem about, you know, and I'm not arguing as much as saying the problem about being passionate about a role is that the role can change. And that, I mean, for example, hopefully your marriage is alive and well and doing exceptionally well, and both of you sort of spend a lot of time figuring out how to make it even better. The problem about being a parent is that that role almost, you know, almost by definition is somewhat limited, because your kids at some point can leave. And that's their job. It's nothing that you've done wrong, or it's just inevitable. So, just be a little aware.
You know.
plan for some of those goals. Get specific about them.
Let's go to Chris. Chris says, supporting our military, whether you agree with the cause or not.
Yeah, I think you can certainly support the soldier without supporting the war one way or the other. So, I agree with you. I think that's one of the reasons why American Sniper has done so well at the box offices. I think that's people's response to that. It's a story of really one man rather than a war per se. But I think it's also a devastating indictment of war as solving problems.
Sally says scrapbooking, but she says, "But I never had time for it."
Oh no! She in the past never had time for it. Does that mean she has time for it now, or she does? What was the verb?
She says, "I never have time for it." So it's like even now she
got it.
Has time for it. Yeah. Jennifer's passion is baking. She says because it's relaxing to me and it makes people smile when I deliver the goods.
Move away from my chocolate. Yeah, I don't disagree. Let me just tell you about something. I met a person yesterday whom we've been trying to get together. We had a business relationship and had never met each other. And so I actually, we met each other yesterday, and she'd sort of arranged this lovely little kind of afternoon soiree with two things that I like separately, and I never would have thought about combining them, which I guess is somewhat to do with passion, which was lemon ginger tea, which is delicious. I mean, it just has that little bit of zing to it, and champagne. And you'd think, well, we didn't put it in the same glass. But, like, drinking this yummy little tea in front of a fireplace out of a lovely china cup and taking sips of champagne out of a crystal flute. I mean, that's really terrific. And I'm not sure why they worked so well together, but they absolutely did. I mean, I love both of them separately, but together there was just something synergistic about it that was just maybe incredibly decadent and fun. You also don't get quite as looped. So, only one glass of champagne.
Steve says, it sounds silly, but I am passionate about Oklahoma State University. My dad was a big OSU fan and was taking me to games from day one. It was such a family thing. Now most of my family is gone, and it's the only place that feels like home. Now 22 years living in Cheyenne, and it feels like a prison I can't escape. Cheyenne is a great place, but it's just not my home.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you need to get to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend who feels absolutely that way about Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so sweet thing, decide. I mean, it's been 22 years since what? It's not clear since what?
22 years living in Cheyenne.
I know. So when he went, did he go to Oklahoma State? But look, figure out how to get to where you want to go. Do it.
Yeah. Marty says, I am passionate about human rights and women's rights. And basically the rights of all people to love whom you want, pray to the God or gods you believe in, and to let individuals just be that, individuals, and all without fear of any type of hate being directed at them.
Could you read that again? Because I think there's something really sort of substantial in there.
They say, I am passionate about human rights and women's rights, and basically the rights of all people to love whom you want, pray to the God or gods you believe in, to let individuals be just that, individuals, and all without fear of any type of hate being directed at them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that be passionate about whatever it is that you believe in strongly, but allow everybody else to do the same. And as long as it doesn't impinge on you, as long as it doesn't, in a very specific way, hurt you. I mean, it may disappoint you, for example, if your kids choose another path than you choose. And it may sort of hurt your sense of what's right and wrong. But if it doesn't sort of make little holes in your skull, allow people to feel as passionate about what they feel as you feel about what you feel. And understand that a world without passion would be a really dull place. But we don't have to share the same passions. We're allowed to be individually passionate, like snowflakes.
There you go. One more before we go to break here. Connie says, animal rights. They are so at the mercy of cruel humans. It is horrible. Also human and LGBT rights as well.
Fair enough. There seems to be a consistent between those two responses, and I absolutely agree. So there you go. You know, be passionate about whatever you feel passionate about, and allow everybody else to be passionate in their own ways. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner just for signing up. You're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-DR-JOY. Gina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a question. How to move forward in my marriage here. I'm having a really hard time. I've been married 16 and a half years. You know, I guess our marriage is pretty normal, ups and downs. And then I'll go back to last summer. I found a bank statement that had a sugar daddy. I had to decode it. I went online. I figured out who it was. And I called him. And I basically said I was the president of his company. And I wanted to know who was making all these charges. And it was him. It was my husband. For 13 months, he was on this sugar daddy. So we went to counseling.
So wait a minute. What is sugar daddy?
It's like a prostitution. Like the men are the sugar daddies, and the women are the sugar babies. They pay them for their companionship, and they put girls through college.
Is it an escort service?
They call it a dating service, but it's It's for supposedly wealthy men to meet women that need financial assistance.
Do they meet face to face?
Yes. The idea is that they meet. They have relationship. They have like an actual relationship.
So how much are the charges?
Well, it's $49.95 to be a member, and then you meet the women, and then you're supposed to pay the women like a monthly allowance, and that depends on, I guess, whatever you agree on, whatever you can afford.
So how much were the charges?
My charges that I saw on the bank was $49 a month.
The likelihood of there being any sex going on for $50 a month is not very high.
No, that's not where the sex comes in. That's so you can be on the website, so you can meet the women, and then when you meet them, then you build a relationship. Like, just like if you were to go on another dating service that charged, like Match.com, I don't know if it charges or not, but just say it charges $12 a month to be on
the
site.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then you meet the people and you do
Got
whatever
okay.
you want to do with them.
So 49...
he told me that he never... Yeah, 49 is just to be a member of
okay.
the website.
So he
told me he never met anybody, that he just was on, which I thought that was ridiculous because he said that he was just chatting and that he just... like to chat and look at the photos, and I didn't really believe it, but I figured, you know what, I went to counseling, I agreed that I would accept his excuse, and that it better never happen again.
Okay.
That was basically that.
Did he give you, before we go on, were the two of you having sex with each other during this
yeah.
period of time? Okay. How often?
Yeah. We have sex probably... 1 to 2 times a week.
Would you like to have more or less?
That's probably good enough for me.
Would he like to have more or less?
I think he would like to have more. I mean, he says that he has attempted, and I'd say, you know, not tonight, but like 1 to 2 times a week is good for me, and I think he has a bigger sexual appetite than I do.
Okay, if it's any comfort to you, there are a surprisingly number of men who will go online and do nothing more than go online, which is not to say that there aren't some who actually are having physical relationships, but it's a surprising...
Let me proceed.
Okay.
Because
okay.
that's what he allowed me to believe then, and I just said, okay, if that's that, just
okay.
stop it. I don't want you paying any money on this stupid website. We went to counseling... and that kind of went nowhere, and we just agreed upon, you know, between the two of us that it was going to end, and that was the end of that.
Okay.
So we moved forward, and our sex life actually got worse because now I was actually afraid to have sex with him, thinking that he was sleeping with prostitutes. So we had sex, but he used a condom. And we still had sex like once or twice a week, but this time now he's using a condom after 20 years of being together.
Yeah.
So, but we kind of, our relationship actually seemed perfectly normal otherwise. So now, just about a month ago, he said something that really was, and I don't really remember exactly what he said. It's more like how he said it, because I was going on a business trip, and the way he asked when I was leaving during at work, when it just sounded strange to me. So I wound up going on his emails, and I found 3 emails. One was to an escort service, and they were corresponding for maybe a month, and it was back and forth, and he kept saying how he wanted to meet tomorrow and how he's going to be here at work next week, and can I meet, and he just carried on and on and on, and she asked for some sort of references, and he sent that to her, and then the last email was, he said, can we get together this week and call me on my cell phone? That was that particular one, and that was to an escort service. And then the second thread that I read was to a Craigslist dating service, and he was corresponding with a woman for months back. At that point, I didn't think they ever met because he was saying how much he wanted to see her, and he said that he loves Asian women. I'm not Asian, neither was he, but he loves Asian women, and that he's 41, which is like 15 years younger than he really is, and that he's single, and he was married once, but he's single by choice. And I mean, I nearly threw up. Okay, to be honest with you, it was very sick. It's embedded in my head. I think about it every day. Then there was another one that he was just asking when they could meet. That was a brief one. All three of them, he gave his phone number to. And then those kind of stopped, you know, because I guess they got the phone number, and then I couldn't read anymore of the thread. So when I found out, I told him to leave, and he was sleeping in my driveway for 4 nights, and my 14-year-old son was saying, you know, you can't let Dad sleep outside. That's cruel and unusual punishment. He went out and brought his dad a blanket and a pillow and came in and said, Ma, he was just chatting. I'm like, Joe, you know what? He wasn't chatting, and it's none of your business. And he just said, well, he's still my father, and he's out in the driveway. So I agreed to let him come in as long as I didn't see him. So now he's living in my basement. We have a finished basement. He's living in my basement, but I'm very uncomfortable in my own house. I don't want to be with him. I went to see an attorney, and basically it's just really expensive to get divorced. I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
Like, I feel like my life is going to change dramatically and drastically financially and with the kids. I have 2 kids, and nothing's going to happen to him.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, but let's look at the basics. Do you want to stay married to him?
No, I can't.
Okay. There's no circumstances on which you could stay with him, that you'd want to stay with him.
I mean, I could stay married to him and live separately.
If you're 100% sure that there's nothing he could do, that there's not an issue about a cooling off period or him, you know, being in therapy or deciding that you have access to his cell phone, or if there's nothing that he could do to redeem himself, and you're saying, well, I could stay married to him because of the economic aspects, but that's essentially what you've got now. He's living in the basement. The kids are going to pressure you. You still have, obviously you can't date, your finances are tied with each other. I think you have to figure out at this moment what you really want. Because at this moment, for better or for ill, it's really about you and what you want, not about what he wants.
I went to talk about getting a divorce to an attorney. It seemed so difficult because he doesn't apparently, you know, show what he makes. He's self-employed. And then I'd have to hire a forensic attorney that costs $7,500, and I'd have to...
You don't necessarily. Look, we need to start with first... You're starting at the wrong end. You're starting at, well, gee, how much is it going to cost? Which is, I understand, but I think what you need to do is start with, what do I want? You know, what situation do I want to have happen? And you go from that. You go from the basics, the important stuff, forward, not from the money backward, because you'll just get lost in the money backward.
I started with what do I want, and that's what led me to the attorney.
Well, so go find another, go talk to another attorney.
Yeah.
Say, look, here's the deal. I've got somebody who's self-employed. I have no real idea how much money he makes. And the issue may not be, the issue may not be alimony. If the issue's not alimony, it doesn't make any difference how much he makes. I
think
you start at the wrong place.
Child support, maybe.
Yeah, child support.
This one person told me I'd have to sell both of my homes, and then I'd owe him $150,000 because one was worth more than the other.
If you went to a doctor and a doctor says, "Listen, we're gonna cut off your head at the neck," you know, and that's the only way to get rid of those headaches. Presumably, your choices are not to cut off your head at the neck or to continue to have headaches. You go and get another couple of opinions. And if everybody, if you go to 5 doctors, they also say, gee, Gina, we're going to have to cut your head off of the neck. Then you have to decide if you're willing to have your head cut off of the neck or deal with the headaches. But after one opinion, I mean, that's just one person's opinion. So go talk to somebody else. Go ask a friend of yours who went through a divorce and was relatively amicable. I mean, certainly mediation is one of the ways to go. But, I mean, so somebody said, yeah, I'm going to have to cut off your head at your neck. Well, great. Go talk to a couple of other people and see what they say. And if that's what you come back with, you know, if you get 5 opinions say the same thing, then we'll start with that. But I wouldn't start with something, you know, don't let somebody tell you what you don't want to hear and then give up. And I get divorce is difficult, but don't, you know, I mean, look, be reasonable about this. If someone said, well, you know, your plumbing's leaking, what we're going to have to do is raise the house, you go talk to somebody else about it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hattie.
Hi there. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Great. And I'm glad to be on the phone with you. You've helped me several times before. And I'm calling again with a question about an incident that happened with my daughter. I'll give you the incident, and then you can ask the background questions.
Okay.
She spent the night at her best friend's house. And when she came home the next day and I asked how things were, she said, well, it was fine, but let's say her best friend name is Kathy.
Okay.
She said it was fine, but Kathy's mom is texting me. And I said, okay, well, and she started to cry and she was upset. The text from the mom read, you come over my house and spend the night, and then you leave without saying thank you. Manners, question mark, question mark, question mark. To which my daughter responded, before she showed me the text, she responded on her own. I told Mary to thank you. You were in the bathroom when we had to leave. She and another girl were leaving to meet the other girl's dad, who was walking them home. And the mom wrote back, was not in the bathroom. Did you use my daughter for this sleepover? You two need to talk. I know what's going on in school. No, you two need to talk. My daughter wrote back, why? She wrote back, I know what's going on in school. And my daughter wrote back, okay, we'll talk. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
And that was the end of it. And so she was very upset about this angry text.
Well, it didn't. I mean, it sounded... I mean, it sounded, look, do I think moms should get involved in their kids' social life? No. How old is your daughter?
She's 12, turning 13. Most of her friends are already 13.
Okay. But, I mean, think about it from the other point of view. I mean, it does, my basic rule of thumb, which I want you to hear as well, is you don't get involved in your kids' social life. You let them work it out themselves.
And I don't. I absolutely don't.
Okay. Do I think, so by definition, I'm not going to be terribly supportive of Kathy's mom doing that. Kathy's mom could have said to Kathy, look, I don't think your friends are very well brought up when they don't even bother to say thank you, which is a legitimate issue. And I think we need to not let that go by the side. And so your daughter probably could have avoided this entire thing. Well, first of all, she could have avoided the entire thing if she just said, thanks, I had a really nice time. And I think that's what you should emphasize to your daughter, because the rest of it is going to... All right, so that's number one. Number two, given that she didn't, the text, instead of saying you were in the bathroom, which she may have... All she had to do at that moment, and this is, again, we're focusing on your daughter at this moment. All your daughter had to do at that moment is say, I had a great time. Thank you so much. It's such fun being at your house. And the whole thing would have gone away. By arguing, what the mother heard was, this kid's being bratty to me. And as moms, we can kind of get a little bent out of shape, not only by our daughter, but by our daughter's friends. That we look at them, and we all want to be popular, and we want to. We look at a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old who looks essentially like I'm nearly a grown up, and it makes us realize that we are not that age anymore. And there's all sorts of ambivalent feelings dealing not only with your own kid who is moving into adolescence, but your kid's friends. So do I think that the mom should have handled them this way? No. But it's probably better than handling it this way than saying to Kathy, you can't have Sally Lou over ever again because she's really rude. Mm-hmm. And you don't really want Kathy coming to your daughter and saying, well, my mother says you're really rude. So there weren't a whole lot of great alternatives. And the two nuggets that I think should be taken out of this is, number one, mothers should not be involved in their teenage daughters' lives, period.
Right, right.
No. Maria, if she can't get involved in her daughter's life, you can't get involved in your daughter's life either.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? That's my point.
Your point.
You got to stay out of this.
Your point.
I actually, when my TV shows, I actually had, this turned in, it was a small town, and it turned into a feud because two kids, I think they were a little older than your daughters, I think they were 14 or 15, had gotten in a beef with each other. I don't even remember what it was. The kids had long since made up. The parents... It ended up there were like four or five parents, and the mothers were yelling at each other because they had taken sides, and it was a war. The girls, the kids were fine. The mothers weren't. So stay out of it. The takeaway for you and your daughter is, to your daughter, always say thank you, even if you have to leave a note, even if you have to wait till somebody gets out of the bathroom, even if you sort of anticipate before you're going to leave of saying, you know, an hour before you're going to leave, I had a great time. Thank you so much. It wouldn't hurt her to write off a little thank you note, which will absolutely blow Kathy's mom away because nobody writes thank you notes anymore. And then beyond that, you stay out of it. She should stay out of it. I don't know what the issue is going on at school, but... And we don't care gossip back and forth. If Kathy has an issue with Sally Lou, then she needs to do it.
And I explain that to my daughter. I was like, you guys have issues. If you have any questions about how to handle it, you can ask me or go to your guidance counselor, but that's between you two. And
absolutely,
I'll stay out of it, and her mom will stay out of it. And if you want me to do anything. And my daughter said, no, I don't want you to do anything further. I tried to reach out to the mom, but she...
I wouldn't even do that. I would pretend this thing never happened because
I'm trying to separate issues because I don't like this woman at all.
That's okay. So it's okay not to like her. Doesn't make any difference. The two of you are not going to necessarily walk into the sunset together. You stay out of it. Let her stay out of it. And the takeaway for you is to stay out of it. The takeaway for your daughter is to polish up her manners. And then everything's fine. You need to pretend this never happened. Because otherwise, you're going to say to a friend or to a neighbor, and it will get back. And you want to stay out of this thing completely.
Sounds like good advice. Follow-up question, and it regards the same family. If she wants to sleep over there again, I just let her follow her instinct that
she feels comfortable.
Okay.
Up to her.
One of the reasons I'm not comfortable, but I think I may have solved it, is that the mom, she kind of does all the things that you advise single moms not to do, bringing home boyfriends, talking about her dating life with her kids.
Doesn't make any difference. That's her daughter's problem, not your daughter's problem.
Right. That's what I figured. And I have... with my daughter established like a code word. If you're ever there, you're uncomfortable with a man that's in the house, this is what you do. You call me, this is the code. I have a stomachache, it's just a few blocks away.
Come and pick
you up. Like, we've had all those conversations. You think that's sufficient?
Yeah, I do think it's sufficient.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message has resonated with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.